You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm Pete Lesprince.
And I'm Tim. Good evening, folks. This is the Hour of the Time. We have a lot of exciting things happening around here today. We have a lot of information for you. And just stay tuned, and it'll all come about shortly.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and the pledge to the ideals of our forefathers. The men who fought and died in the building of this great nation. It's a pledge to fulfill our duties and obligations as citizens of the United States and to uphold the principles of our Constitution. And last but not least, it's a pledge to maintain the fourth-rate freedom cherished by all Americans. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an exciting day for us today over here. Bill and Bart, Sharon and Mike all went to the newspaper to have the first copies of the Veritas newspaper printed, and I'm very proud to be announcing the first copy and give you some information about the Veritas. It is a wonderful newspaper, 12 just packed full pages of information that is in here. Those of you that had doubts on some things that Bill has been saying, it's all in the newspaper. You just have to get your copy, get a subscription of this paper. It's a full-size newspaper, not just a newsletter that you find creeping around out there. This is a full newspaper. It's just exciting. I can't say enough about it. Some of the people that have looked at the newspaper and gone through highlights because they couldn't read it all so fast are very impressed of the newspaper and the information that it does contain. The front page is majestic as far as I'm concerned. We have the black and white standard newspaper with Veritas in blue. and the bottom line blue just bordered out, just perfect. On the front page, for instance, you have a story about the treason against the United States, the European Union, the European business intelligence, a lesson from Mexico's economy, Bill's open letter. And you'll hear me shuffling paper like somebody else that does programs, but I'm opening pages to let you know what's in here. You have the death of the nation. You have the continuation of the letter on page 2, business and union. You have the continuation of a lesson from Mexico's economy. And then we have some art. And then we have health and nutrition from Ann Husted, a registered nurse. She has a lot of helpful information there on basic nutrition, and she'll be having articles in there. And then there's a story on art from Nicholas Clausen, and it's a very interesting story and a picture of the artwork that they're talking about. Then we have a section from The Horse's Mouth. In this section here, it starts from 1776 all the way through 1994 of the different items that Bill has been talking to and talking to you about the New World Order, how it got started, when it originated, the things that they've done, the disarmament program that started in 1961 with stage one all the way up through stage three, of which we're in right now. It's just a lot of valuable information and a lot of answers to some of your questions that I know that are out there. I just can't say enough about it. Not only is Bill and everyone concerned about the newspaper, friends of mine, they've done a fine job. They have different articles in here, and they're already started on the second issue that'll be coming out. And if you want to get your own copy of the Veritas, you can subscribe to it for $50 for 24 issues. And you just send a check or money order to Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, Publications, care of Post Office Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, zip code 85936. And that way you can start getting your copy of this most valuable newspaper that I've read in a long time. And then we have an ad here for the, says the Branch Davidians, Last Will and Testament. The men, women, and little children murdered during Waco massacre by BATF and FBI tell their own story on camera during the siege. The haunting story keeps Janet Reno awake at night. This is an actual two-hour videotape made by the Branch Davidians for the BATF and FBI to prove that no one was being held against their will. The church members were not aware this tape would turn out to be their only chance to tell their story in the world. All the people in this videotape are now dead. It's heart-rending, devastating. You want a copy of this videotape, and I've seen it, ladies and gentlemen, and there's a lot of information in this tape. Just send $30 postpaid to any care of P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. That's Annie, P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. And she'll rush a copy right out to you. If you are a little late in getting yours, they're trying to get out as many of these videotapes as they can. So just get your money in, and we'll get you out of tape as soon as we can. Also, if you want to be an advertiser in this wonderful publication, you can call 602-337-2562, and they'll send the information out to you as to how much ads cost for this paper, and I know you won't be disappointed. So there's different sections in here, finance, health, art, symbology, and quotes. So most anything that you can want to read about of what's happening is in this newspaper, and it's very impressive, and I guarantee you, you just won't put it down over a cup of coffee and at the breakfast table. What I'd like to talk about tonight also, folks, is a little bit more on camping and hiking. Things, now that the weather is getting a lot better out there, what we're all going to have to get in shape for. And let me remind you one thing. When you're out there camping and hiking, when you make a camp, clean up after your mess. Don't leave debris laying around. Bring a plastic bag with you. Clean up your campsite and take care of it because others are going to be using it or others are going to be following. And this way you don't want to leave a messy campsite. So take care of the area that you're camping and hiking in. And that way we won't have many problems with the Forest Service calling campers and hikers a bunch of litter bugs. So with that, we're going to have a little call-in program, not now, but a little bit later, reference camping and hiking and supplies and suggestions like we've talked about before. I want to thank a lot of you folks for the phone calls on the last program I did where we were talking about horses and such. A lot of people were interested in that program, and we gave out a lot of information. So if you want that tape, we can get you a copy of that too. So I just wanted to say also that the I just can't say enough about the newspaper either. We're just so excited around here. I just keep thinking about it and keep looking back at the cover page, and it's just real interesting. So for you folks that are getting ready for the camping and hiking season, don't forget, it's been a long winter. Don't overstress yourself. Get out and walk and do a little exercise. Stretch them muscles real easy. And take your time. And just build yourself up a little bit at a time. And those that are going to be going out on vacation later on, the early summer and through the summer, and you're going into the big national parks and so on, just remember to take enough clothing with you and to watch the weather. When I was doing some hunter safety instruction on survival, there was an incident on one of the tapes that they were showing about a gentleman that took his wife and son and dog out, and they were late summer, and they were doing some hiking. And all they had on was regular clothes. They come from the city. And storm clouds started coming up. And they went out walking, no extra clothes on, just a sweater tied around their neck, and just went out hiking. Met some other people coming back down from the mountain, and they were advised that a storm was coming, and they paid no heed to it. Well, needless to say, they had a storm come up that night. And there was some snow dropped in them high Rockies where they were. And the only survivor in the family was their dog. And he was found by the survival team. The other three didn't make it because they didn't listen. So when you're out camping, hiking, take a little heed and get some books on the subjects. And have your clothes be prepared. And when you're out doing these things, you don't want to overstress yourself, but you want to take food with you. You want to take water. You want to take clothing. And if you see the weather starting to change, learn to read the sky a little bit, and you won't get caught up in those problems. Whether it's spring or fall, you see trouble coming, just get out of where you're at, get back down onto the roads to your vehicle, and stay there for the night. And make sure you always have your clothing, first aid kits in your vehicle, spare parts that I've talked about, and you'll have a wonderful time instead of a disastrous time. So those are some of the things you want to think about when you're out doing hiking and camping. As far as survival gear goes, there's several books out. Here again, you can go to the libraries and read. Go down to your convenience stores, drug stores. Look in the magazine racks. If it's not specifically in a survival book, look in your hunting or camping, boating magazines. Just browse through them, and you'll see the different articles that will pertain to your needs that you can learn from, providing you read them. And that way you'll have a safe spring and summer and fall, and you'll be able to listen to this program for a long time without any mishaps. And so right now, if you have any call-ins that you want to ask any questions on hiking and camping or give out information to others, you can call in at 602-337-2524. And we'll be standing by to take your calls and talk with you. And if you have any questions on the newspaper, go ahead and ask them there, and I'll try my best to answer the questions for you. And again, the phone number is 602-337-2524. Excuse me a minute.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening. On survival, I just wanted to watch your daughter of, I think the book by Dallas Lockmore, may he rest in peace, about the survival in the Rocky Mountains.
I haven't read the book myself all the way. It is an interesting book. A friend of mine has read it, and it is interesting, yes.
All right. Okay, I'll just leave it at that then.
All right, was there any other question?
No. I just thought I'd get your perspective on the book, since he's legendary in the movement, you know.
So, well, any type of information that you can read or get a hold of on survival, camping and hiking is very beneficial, whether it's repetitious or not. That information always can come in handy.
I have the book itself. I don't know if it's worth anything to anyone who hasn't read it.
All right. We thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Our number is 602-337-2524. And we're taking calls on the information on hiking and camping and questions on the new paper, Veritas. Very exciting publication. I'm really thrilled with it. Just turn that paper over again. Sound like somebody else shuffling papers again, folks. And I want to read one thing to you. Swiss America also has an ad in here this time. And there will be a couple of other ads coming up in the new issues. And again, if you contact Bart here at the Research Center or Pete, they'll give you information on advertising.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening. This is Marty over in Cottonwood. A while back, I understand that you gave some information about the life expectancy of MREs at various temperatures. I wonder if you could give that again. Thanks.
All righty. The life expectancy on MREs is up to 120 months in a controlled condition. You don't want to let them get real hot by the sun or freeze. You want to keep them pretty well controlled. Otherwise, you're going to have deterioration, especially the heat. But if you have them inside an area and the temperatures rise evenly and fall evenly, your MREs will last 120 months or more. Okay?
Okay. I had understood that there was something that they had to be stored like at room temperature or they would have a short shelf life.
Well, it depends on what the room temperature is in your area, but if they're a controlled temperature, sir.
Okay.
Whether the inside temperature gets up to 80 or right at zero, as long as they rise and the temperature of the contents rises evenly. What really hurts your MREs is like putting them in a tin shed, for instance, outside, and the sun beating down. Well, the temperature of the sun might be 80, 85 outside, but it could be 115 inside. You understand?
Okay. Yeah, sure do. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, folks. MREs are very good. They have a lot of nutrition to them, a lot of protein, things of this nature. So, high in calories to keep you going, but you have to take care of them. And when you do take care of any storage food, under controlled circumstances, you're much better off than trying to keep them real cold or let them get real hot. Take care of them. That food, you're going to need it later, and you want to take care of it. You have a caller? And if you don't take care of it, the money that you spend on your food items is just going to be lost. Another thing that you want to know about food items, such as your pastas, noodles, spaghetti, macaroni, any type of your shells. If you're going to pack them, if you want to use a 5-gallon bucket, put salt, at least an inch of plain salt in the bucket, put a couple of bay leaves on top and cover it, and keep it in your control storage area, and that way the chances of having bugs or getting bugs in your food will be almost nil. This is good for rice, beans, peas, corn. If you don't have any way to nitrogen pack some of your items, just use salt and bay leaves, because bugs just don't live in salt or the bay leaf condition. They don't like the taste. You will have some taste in your food when you eat, but it won't hurt anything because most of your pastas are boiled. You drain the water off anyway when you rinse them, and that way you won't have a strong taste. You also can do this with red wheat too. So those are some of the things you want to look for or learn about. Also, go to your health food stores. They have plenty of information on foods and storing of foods that will help you most any time. Again, if you have any calls, 602-337-2524, and we'll try and help you out any way we can. So another thing that's going to be coming up in the newspaper, they're going to have a section called Raw Intelligence that will be very helpful. And we have a caller.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Always a pleasure to hear you on the station there.
Thank you.
I have a volunteer
You want to turn your radio off, please?
Sure.
And folks, any time that you call into a radio station, please turn off your radio. It does hurt our ears here in the studio. So? Yes, go ahead.
I have a volunteer here sometime that anytime you can set it up, we'd like to do a program on first aid and first aid kits and emergency procedures for first aid.
Okay.
So
I'll talk to Bill about that and see when I'll be on next, and we can do some first aid. I was going to be talking about that later on in the program in between talks of some of the things that you ought to supply on and so on and so forth.
Well, anyway, I have a star here that could probably give you a whole hour of good first aid tips.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later, buddy.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, folks, that's one thing that's of interest when you're out hiking and camping is your first aid supplies. And we have a call. And when you go to the grocery store or go to your favorite big store, Walmart, Kmart, look what they have on sale as far as the peroxide, alcohol, bandages, first aid creams. And we have another caller.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, Tim, God bless. This is Dave from Oklahoma.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask some things about fire starting equipment. I've worked with some of the little magnesium, I think it is, blocks with the flints on them, you know?
Yes.
Or you strike them down in there. Kind of a hassle a little bit. And also got some trioxane, which I finally was able to find. It's kind of hard to find around this area. Just wanted to get some of your ideas on that and some of the little fold-up stoves and stuff to cook things with.
Sure.
And just sort of your ideas and opinions on that.
Okay. They have a new fire starter out called Tender Quick that the Boy Scouts and some of the military is getting a hold of. It's called Tender Quick. What it has is a striker that creates a spark like the your cigarette lighter.
Right.
And the Tender Quick is a little tough pad that's filled with some type of a chemical. I don't know what the chemical breakdown is. And you just pull it apart and get your striker down close to it, and it ignites that little puff, and away you go. You got yourself a fire.
Right. Well, with the magnesium blocks, I mean, they work good.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a fire going with them if you have the time and the weather conditions to sit there and scrape all that stuff off.
Well, let me advise you this.
Yeah.
If you have one of those magnesium fire starters,
right,
get yourself at least two sheets of TP.
Okay.
Put it underneath where you're scraping your shavings of the magnesium.
Right.
Okay? And that way you can dump it all together into the center. And that way as you strike your the steel part to create your spark, it will spark the toilet paper also along with the magnesium. And that way you'll have a better glow and a little bit better start.
Well, and it doesn't all disappear, because when you're holding that little block down there and you're trying to get a spark off of it with your knife, you know, it's hard to hold that sucker down there and get a spark going without smashing into your pile of magnesium and scattering it everywhere, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I understand.
Yeah.
That's why the Tender Quick is a good one. I'll be announcing my phone number later on in the show. If you want to call me, I can give you more of a breakdown on it. Trioxin is a good one to start a fire with.
Right.
Another one you want to think about is take a Fusee and cut it in half. A Fusee, folks, that some of you folks that don't know, is a road flare. Those red things that you see where you have the police department any of your Commonwealth Edison companies or whatever that are working on the road diverting traffic, that's what's called a Fusee, road flare. You can take one of those, cut it in half, wrap it up in saran wrap, and that way the end that is open or exposed, you can take that sulfur, crumble it up, light your Fusee around your fire, and I guarantee it'll give you a fire even in damp wood.
Well, I know you're coming up on the break here and got to take a break. I wonder if you might talk maybe now or after the break, if you need to, about some of the little fold-up stoves.
Yes, I will.
What's a good way to do that with?
All righty, I'll do that.
All right, thanks.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye now, and thank you for calling. So anyway, we'll talk about that. There's a Esbit stove out there. Safe Sport makes also a stove, a small one and a larger one to put bigger fry pans on. You can put your trioxin fuel in the bottom of the stove when you unfold it. They're very compact. The one I use is about the size of a 60-minute cassette tape and maybe a little bit larger. And you put a trioxin tablet in there, and you'll heat yourself up a cup of water or your MREs or what have you. And they're readily available from Safe Sport or some of your favorite surplus stores like Surplus and stuff.
My country is of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my father died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountain side, let freedom. My native country be land of the noble free, thy name my love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and templed hills. My heart is after thrills like that.
Let all that grief
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been paying attention to the news and the newspaper, you know that the dollar is in trouble at this time. And so things that you need to cure it with is a little help. And the only help you can get, really, is from Swiss America. Swiss America, they can help you out and solve your problems. If you want to change some of your FRNs into gold or silver or precious metals, they're there and prepared to do this. They do a fine job in helping folks that knows what's coming and knows the value of real money. And the only real money that there is, folks, is gold or silver or precious metals. So therefore, if you want to get some help, you can call them at Swiss America at 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN. And just give them a call or leave your name and address, and they'll send you out an information pack as to what you can do in these times and hard times that are going to be coming. So just like food supplies and camping supplies that you might be having gathered up, you want to do the same thing with gold and silver and have some real money. And that way, if you later on need to get a loaf of bread or a pair of shoes or whatever you're going to need, you'll have something of value to do some trading or bartering with. Remember, the old timers in the Old West, they always had a little gold and silver stuck away someplace, and when they go from town to town and they needed fresh supplies, they'd pull out the little leather pouch from underneath the floor of the Conestoga wagon, and they'd go inside and do some trading, and then they'd keep going, or they'd be trading furs or buffalo hides or what have you, because it was worth some real money, which they got in return for gold and silver when they traded off their hides. So all through our history here in America, there's always been bartering and trading back and forth. And one thing that's always been prevalent through all this time and throughout a long time is gold or silver. And I'm sure if you give a call down here at Swiss America, they can give you a hand, and just give them a call at 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUY-COIN. And I know they'll assist you. They have me, and I found a wealth of information through these folks. Thank you. I hope you've been listening to the music we've been playing tonight. And listen very careful, because this is the way I feel. I love this country, and I'll do anything for her. So, getting back to stoves. Esbit makes a stove, Safe Sport makes one, and there's also one called a wing stove. And you'll find in some stores, not trioxin, but hamoxamine. It is a round white tablet that does the same thing as trioxin. They are heating tablets for you folks that don't know out there what they are. These little tablets, you can spark them, light them with a match, and they'll burn for approximately 5 minutes. The larger trioxane tablets will burn for approximately 8 to 10 minutes, depending on your conditions. I've had some folks in the past say, well, it didn't boil a couple canteen cup full of water. Well, I asked them how high altitude you were. The higher the altitude, your boiling point is less. So anyway, don't expect a piece of trioxane to do and cook you a full meal. It is there to warm up some water, to make some tea with, coffee or hot cocoa. It's there to heat up an MRE or a can of Danny Moore beef stew or a can of Beanie Weenies. It's not intended to cook a full-scale meal. It is there as a convenience, and what if, or you have a survival situation, car breakdown in a storm or whatever, and you need something to eat. That's what those type of stoves and trioxin, hamoxamine fuel, are designed for. And we have a caller.
Yes, sir. You was talking about a controlled environment, like for to keep your foods in?
Controlled temperature.
Controlled temperature, or controlled storage area, I believe is what you terminology use. I'm big from South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and I was wanting to know about your canned goods. But what's the average lifetime like of pork and beans? I mean, they got like a code stamped on the bottom of them, but like you can't make it out.
What I've done in the past on canned goods, or canned tomatoes, green beans, corn, once a year I'll take a can out from a certain date. When you package things, I always put dates on the cases or dates on the cans, and check them. Check it one can, and usually if one can is good, the rest of it is good. But I at least check one can of everything every year.
Okay, but what's the average? About 3 years, you figure? Canned goods are good for about 3 years.
No, I have some canned goods that I checked here about 3 weeks ago. Mid-February, that are approximately 7 years old.
Oh.
And that was some stewed tomatoes and some cream corn.
Okay. And it's controlled, like a controlled storage area. Now, you say, now like I have a lot of rice and the beans, and you're saying I should store them in a 5-gallon drum because they'll get bugs in them?
Yes.
The rice will get bugs in it?
Rice can get bugs in it too, yes.
I didn't know that. Okay, so you say the salt with the bay leaves?
Yes.
Okay.
At least an inch of salt.
In the bottom of a 5-gallon drum. Okay.
Yeah, plastic bucket, that's resealable. You can buy them at health food stores, some of your grocery stores, your bakeries, bake shops. They have these containers with a resealable lid on them, and they do a good job. I've been storing some rice and beans for about right at 10 years as a coat on them. And we haven't had any problems. Some of your pinto beans will really get dry and hard. So what you want to do is, if you're going to use some of those, is crack them, then cook them. And you got yourself some refried beans. And it just takes a little less time to cook them.
All right. And on these, buying like canned meats, like a canned chicken and a canned beef, is that good? Or
I don't
last a long time in that canned environment?
I don't keep too much of that around, no. I just keep the staples around and a lot of dry goods for hunting camps and such like that. And I try and stay away from the canned meats.
Okay. Also, a question on the Veritas. Will it update us on, like, the Constitution Party? I know Bill's, we're heavily involved in that.
It'll be chock full of different articles, just like the regular newspaper. As news comes out, it'll be printed in the paper, sir.
On the Constitution Party?
On everything.
on everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was wondering if it was going to be like a specific paper that would like update us like what's going on in the Constitution Party, because like no other papers write about it.
Well, there'll be articles written on it, yes.
Okay. All righty. Well, thanks a lot.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Folks, if you want to call in, it's 602-337-2524, and we'll be doing some more trading on information.
Good evening. You're on the air.
I was curious about long-term water storage. What's a good way to take, you know, just do you take regular tap water? Do you got to boil it? What do you do there?
Well, you can take water and put so many drops of bleach per gallon into your storage water, and over a period of time, as long as it's sealed, you won't have any problems. The bleach will eventually dissipate.
Okay. What's the amount of bleach there?
The amount of bleach is a couple of drops per gallon. Use an eyedropper that you can get at the drugstore and put a couple of drops. If you want to call me later tomorrow at the store, I'll give you the exact information on that.
Okay, what's the number at the store?
All right, Surplus and Stuff is 602-337-2975.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yes, you want to keep a little bit of water with you at all times, so get some smaller containers. Some people I know have 55-gallon drums that they're thinking of putting water in, but that's kind of heavy. Put it a little bit smaller size and easier to handle. So that's one of the things you want to do with water. And water gets awful heavy, and you want to rotate your water at least once a year.
Good evening. You're on the air.
I'd like for you to tell us about the seeds and the price and the address to order some seeds.
Yes, ma'am.
And I listen to you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. The seeds, folks, are $48, and you make a check out to Annie, A-N-N-I-E, and send it to Post Office Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936, and we'll have your order processed and get your seeds out to you. There's various kinds of seeds in the container. And they're all packed in nitrogen, so they will keep, and they're all good seeds.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Bob from Connecticut. I'd just like to mention that I'd like to see an article in the paper on how to do research in the paralegal chain so that I can understand what some of these strange symbols are in the and all the quotes I always see.
All right. I'm sure if you write a letter and submit it in, it will be considered, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. And if you want any information in return, send a number 10 size self-addressed stamped envelope, and if that information is available, we'll get something to you.
Yeah. And congratulations on your finally getting off the newspaper.
Well, we thank you.
And I'm looking forward to my copy Monday, or probably Monday, Tuesday.
Yes, they'll be getting processed as of tomorrow. They'll be sent out. They're being labeled right now. They're working back there printing labels, getting them ready to get to the post office.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank
for
you
sure.
for calling. Thank you. Okay, another thing referenced fire starting, there is fire sticks available. That you can use and keep with you in your backpack that you can light. And these things are very good for starting a fire. They're economical. They're $2.95 for approximately 12 sticks. And they have a good burn rate to them, too.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead.
Hi. This really isn't a question about hiking, but I've listened to Bill for a while, about a couple of months now. I have a question. What basically is the militia in Kaji? What is that all about?
Repeat that.
What is the militia about, you know, Kaji?
Well, if you call in tomorrow, they can give you that information at 337 2562. They can give you the information if you want to write in, reference Tadgy. They can send you back an information packet. Enclose a self-addressed envelope. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you for calling. The phone number is 602-337-2524. And if you have any further questions, please make them to the subject at hand for this evening. Also, you want to make sure that you carry blankets with you to retain heat. The aluminized survival blanket is a good one. Also, they have another type blanket out that is a nylon aluminized blanket, and it's a little bit heavier than the standard survival type blanket. And it does keep heat in, so it would be better off to have a couple in your car or your backpack to share with others.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Alan from North Idaho, and thank you for taking my call.
You're quite welcome.
I'm just calling in reference to the fire starters. What I use up this way is white birch bark, which when it's lighted, it makes nice little coal, and will burn, oh, maybe for anywhere up to a minute. Another thing is the herb mullein. It's a tall plant, maybe 4 feet tall or so, and it's a dry stalk, and that lights very well also. And either of these are real good kindling. Instead of looking for pine or stuff, if you take either the mullein, if it's available, or the white birch bark, it will light a good fire.
Yes, I'm familiar with the birch bark. I lived one time in Wisconsin, and we used quite a bit of that in this area up here in the mountains. We have a tree similar to that, and it does do a good job. Most people that are not familiar with fire starting, here again, should go to a library, sporting goods store, what have you, and get their camping and boating books, and there's a lot of this information. And they can try it anywhere to get used to using it if they're going to do that. So I appreciate the information, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Getting back to the blankets, folks, you never know when you're out just in your vehicle and have a flat tire or get stranded out someplace, camping, hiking. Hypothermia can set in at any time. And this is when your body temperature starts reducing from getting chilled. And if you get cold from rain or whatever, don't have the proper jacket on, this is where one of those little survival blankets will retain your body heat and prevent you from getting the start of hypothermia.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. I was just curious. You had something on when I heard you on the radio before, and you were talking about horses and all that, about backpacks, where you can get, you know, good backpacks. I like to use backpacks. And I appreciate your time, and thank you.
Okay, most in your cities, there's different places and there's different catalogs out for backpacks. Myself, I like the military-style Alice packs.
Alice packs?
Yes, they're very versatile.
Oh.
You can buy them with or without a frame. If you buy them with a frame, you always can take the pack off. And if you've got real heavy loads, you can always use the frame to pack anything out.
Oh. So you can get those like in your store or something? Or?
Yes. Those of you that are interested in the surplus and stuff catalog, you can send me $2 and send it to P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936, and we'll send you out a catalog in return mail.
Well, I appreciate your time. It's 3330, is that
right? Right.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye.
And that address again, folks, is Surplus and Stuff, Post Office Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. And one other thing that you want to take with you when you're out hiking and camping, which is a real benefit, is a little radio. Combination shortwave, AM, FM radio, and keep a little battery charger with you that's a solar type. And they run on AA batteries. And it takes four in the radio I use, and I have an extra set of batteries in my little solar charger. And I just keep it out the back end of my backpack while I'm hiking, and fresh batteries are charging for the evening's program, like when you want to listen to the hour at a time.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering, you were talking about the MREs earlier, and I picked up a few cases, and they have a test date on it.
Yes.
How long over that test date should you keep them? Is there a standardized, they test them like once every year, every 2 years, or?
Usually once a year. What's the test date?
They're 94. They expired. They're not expired expiration date, but the test date said 12 of 94, and I got some 95s and 96s.
Well, if you take care of them, like I suggested, they'll last the 5 years plus.
Okay. What do you think about those multi-fuel stoves they have now that will burn diesel, and MSR makes them, and a few other ones? I think Tobin makes one. They burn everything from unleaded to diesel gas.
They're nice. I know a couple of people that have them. But what do you do if you run out of fuel, plus fill one of them up and check the weight on one of those? Myself, I'd rather build a little fire or use my traction stove. It's a little bit lighter weight. The multi-stove fuel stove that you're talking about is convenient. They are nice. You can cook a whole meal on them. But remember, if you have an item like that, you must have a supply of fuel that you're going to be using.
That's true. You got a great show, and I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Also, on those multi-fuel stoves, they're nice. They're convenient, like I said. And make sure that your gaskets are tight, because if you have any fuel leakage, whether it's the fuel that you're using and diesel fuel, remember, you have odors, and them odors drift a long way. So when you're out, for instance, deer hunting or something, then deer can smell those diesel and gas fumes a long way and know that something else is present out there.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Where can you get these short waves or radios?
The little short waves, we have the AC-101. They're $49.95. They're a handy little unit, and they're lightweight. And I carry one with me all the time because they are convenient.
Will that pick up, go down to the frequency that we're on, 5065?
Yes. Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Oh, good. So, how do you get in touch with you?
All right, just...
to get the radio.
All right, just give me a call at Surplus and Stuff, and phone number is 602-337-2975.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Yep.
The little radios just break the monotony when you're out hiking and camping. You can sit down and relax and during the day and turn some music on and whatever your favorite music is, because they're AM and FM, besides shortwave 1 and 2. And just relax for a little while, and it makes your trip and your hiking and camping more of a pleasure. Then in the evening when you're making camp and you're tired and you want to relax a little bit, you can turn it on and listen to your favorite shortwave program, especially Hour of the Time, at 10 o'clock. And that way you'll have a relaxing evening of information out there. And don't forget to have some extra batteries with you. And that way you won't be ever shorted. The battery charger is very handy. You can use your Millennium rechargeable batteries. They're not really expensive for what you get, and then you'll have the whole setup. So just some of those things we like to pass on to make things a little bit more pleasurable. And I like listening to radio, and sometimes when a certain person plays Wolfman Jack, it's more pleasurable listening to the old 60s and 50s music, which I like to listen to. So folks, if there's anything I can help you with, remember, information is available on the Veritas newspaper. You can call 602-337-2562, or you can send in a subscription for your subscription to Veritas, and it's P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936, and Veritas is spelled V-E-R-I-T-A-S Publications. And we'll send your start sending your subscriptions. It's $50 for 24 issues of one of the best newspapers you'll ever read. And it is a newspaper, not a tabloid, and it has real sound information in it. Thank you, folks.
of a country road on the wind it comes to call, and it sings in the farms and the factory towns, and where you think there'd be no song at all. And the words are the words that our fathers said as they whistled down the years, and the name of the song is the name of the dream, and it's music to our ears. America, America, so we get to the best we can be. Whatever time we forgot his words, all the struggles and the scars, if we lead to the shields in the sky full of hope and a flag to fill with stars. America, America, and the dream.